doing such a great job with young guys tonight. It's always good to see them up here. When I was their age, there was no way in this world I would have got up here and done that. So it's a good start for them. Definitely gets them on the right track. I'm not a song leader by any means, but you work with me and we'll get through this. Kind of ties in with this morning's lesson, talking about all the part that we play as individuals and the whole workings of God. So, as always, we must use our bodies to better serve the Lord. So let's sing about the sanctuary. All right, let's sing. Oh Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Lord, teach your children to stop the fighting, start uniting, all as one. Let's get together, loving forever, sanctuary for you. You were the one, Lord, who sent the Savior, heart and soul, Lord, for our land. It is you, Lord, who knows our weakness. You refine us with your hand. Oh Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be a living sanctuary for you.
Number 523. All right, let us sing. There is beyond the azure blue a God concealed from human sight. He tinted skies with heavenly hue and framed the world with his great might. There is a God,
He is alive,
in Him we live,
and we survive.
From dust our God created man. He is our God, the great I There was a long, long time ago a God whose voice the prophets heard. He is the God that we should know, who speaks from His inspired word.
There is a God.
He is alive. In Him we live,
and we survive.
From dust our God created man. He is our God, the great I Am. Our God, whose Son upon a tree a life was willing there to give, that He from sin might set men free and evermore with Him should live.
There is a God.
He is alive. In Him we live,
and we survive.
From dust our God
created man. He is our God, the great I am.
Number one, let's stand.
Number 66. Let's sing. Beautiful robes of white, beautiful land of light, beautiful homes oh bright, where there shall come no night, beautiful crowns of wear, shining and bright o'er there, yonder in mansions, bright gathers of birds, beautiful robes, beautiful land, beautiful home, beautiful bed, beautiful crown, shining silver, beautiful mansion, bright gathers of birds, beautiful thought to me, wishes I'll ever be, thine forever eternity. When from this world we're free, free from the thousand days, then he is joy. Over there, this is my prayer. Beautiful road, beautiful land, beautiful home, beautiful bed, beautiful crown. Shining so fair, beautiful mansion, bright gathers up there, beautiful things on high, over in yonder sky, this is the day of this soul, shining my treasures, oh, words shall never die, carry me by and by, never to sorrow or heavenly soul. Beautiful road, beautiful land, beautiful home, beautiful band, beautiful ground, shining so fair, beautiful mansion, bright gathers up there.
Let us sing. He took my burdens all away, up to a brighter day. He gave me a song, a wonderful song, a wonderful song I now can sing. In my heart joy bells ring. He gave me a song, a wonderful song. He gave me a song to sing about. He lifted me from sin and doubt. Oh, praise His name. He is my King. A wonderful song He is to me. I am redeemed, no more to die, never to say goodbye. He gave me a song, a wonderful song. And some of these days in that fair land, sing with a chorus grand. He gave me a song, a wonderful song. He gave me a song to sing about. He lifted me from sin and doubt. Oh, praise His name. He is my King. A wonderful song He is to me.
53. Sing the first and last verse.
Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified. Knowing not it was for me he died on Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Then there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. Oh, the love that drew salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man. Oh, the mighty gulf that God did span at Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary.
We'll sing first and last verse of this song. All right, let's sing. When we behold the wonders of creation, the flowers that bloom, the raindrops as they fall, the spacious skies and life's perpetuation, we cannot doubt that God controlled it all.
Lord, I believe.
Yes, I believe.
Yes, I
cannot
doubt.
Or be deceived, the eye that sees each sparrow fall. His unseen hand is in it all. Some days are filled with joy and expectation. Some days are dark. With cares we are beset. In hours of joy or hours of tribulation, be with us, Lord, lest we forget.
Lord, I believe.
Yes, I believe.
Yes, I believe.
I cannot doubt
or
be deceived, the eye that sees each sparrow fall, his unseen hand is in it all.
Sing number 647. We'll sing the first and last verse of this song. Since the love of God is shed, priceless blessings on my head I have made it my own. I will hide it in my heart that it may depart, it shall rule there alone. the love of God within the heart, will kindliness and warmth impart. The soul will glow like Jesus in His tender mercy, if the heart has made its dwelling place the love of God. Grows like a flame through endless years, it is the same. The love of God will never fail nor lose its glory till we see Him face to face. While His love burns bright, oops. Sorry, let me start that over. I started too low on the first verse. While His love burns true and bright, we are walking in the light He has shown us the road. We His glory must reflect, lest our dimness and neglect keep some soul from its God. The love of God within the heart will kindliness and warmth impart. The soul will glow like Jesus in His tender mercy, if the heart has made His dwelling place the love of God. Glows like a flame through endless years, it is the same. The love of God will never fail nor lose its glory till we see Him face to face.
older ones as well who took part tonight. Good way to finish out another Lord's Day, and I appreciate you all being here tonight. You know, it's kind of odd how the perspective of certain things will be when it comes to dealing with the society in which you live. I want to run a few things by you tonight, and you'll kind of see where I'm going with this. And then we'll take another perspective of society, and that is of us as Christian people. When somebody studies a book diligently and they go to school for years on end, when they burn the midnight candles and make sure that they make all the best grades, they finish secondary training, and maybe in their secular trades they go for more and more training. When they finally finish all of that, a lot of times you'll call them somebody who practices or somebody who is a doctor. If it's just from the standpoint of just school, if somebody works their way through high school and finishes in the top of the class, you might call them a valedictorian, or you may call them a genius. You may call them a whiz because they've learned so much. Depending on what they've done and how far they've gone, we have different names for those people. If somebody is a good athlete and they have trained for years and practiced for years in a certain sport, and they go to the next level, you'll call them a collegiate athlete, or maybe while they're still in high school, you may call them an all-star or an all-area player. If they go to the even next level, you'll call them a professional athlete. If somebody joins the Olympics and places on an Olympic team and they win a medal, you will call them a champion, a gold medalist, a world champion. And people look at that and they love that because that took a lot of effort to get to that point, and people admire them for that, and they pin them with certain types of names and classifications because of their successes. There's nothing wrong with that. That's just what is done. If somebody's in the entertainment world and they may work for years to fashion their trade, and they may even go to some training, but they may make a lot of compromises and sacrifices in life as well, to finally they make it on the big stage and they're known in entertainment and they're known in the public world, and a lot of times we call them a star, right? We call them a celebrity. We could go on and on tonight of people who have made it in this world, of people who have made it in this society, and what they are called or what they are referred to as, and those things are good as long as they're obviously from this Christian standpoint kept in the right perspective. But I want you to think about the other side of that. When somebody gives their life to the Lord, when somebody names the name of Christ and repents of their sins and is baptized and becomes a Christian, when they're excited about salvation and they go out and they talk about it to other people, when they, as we sing with our children so many times, when they read their Bible and pray every day, when they're all about church, when they're led by the Spirit, when they're living in the fullness of Christ, when they're always going to church-affiliated activities, when they're involved in just all kinds of things with God's people, what does the world call a person like that? A lot of times they'll call them a crazy religious fanatic. You'd be surprised how many times preachers get called Bible thumpers. And that's not the most popular thing. And we see that, and the world sees that, and they just kind of say, well, that's just weird. I mean, why do they live that way, and why do they do it that way, where all these other things that we can accomplish in this life is many times celebrated? And yet being a child of God sometimes is looked at as being weird or different, and people will call you all sorts of things. I want to ask you a very serious but very pointed question tonight. Do you really care what the world says about you when you strive to live the way God wants you to? Whether you say you care or not, deep down inside, I know you do, because I do. I think we all do. We might know that it shouldn't bother us, but in all actuality, it does. And when people basically take a stance against us or make little kind of off-the-wall comments, little short jabs, that can really bother us. And if we're not careful, that'll discourage us. It discourages us, especially when we're young. There's a lot of young people here tonight, and I would caution you against listening to that too much. But regardless of where you're at in life, we all like to be encouraged. We all like to be supported. We all like to know that people are behind us. But let's just face it, being a Christian, especially in today's society, is not something that is celebrated. So my question to you tonight is, when people look at you like you're weird, when they call you a Bible thumper, or when they call you a crazy religious fanatic, does that change who you are, or do you stay the course? You know, Jesus was different when he came into this world. Very different. Drastically different. So drastically different that they hated him for it, and they crucified him for it. But yet before they got to that point in his life, in Matthew chapter 5, Jesus knew what was coming for those who would follow him. And he prepared them for that as he prepares us as well in Matthew 5 and verse 11. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you, and they say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Jesus never told us it would be easy. In fact, he told us to be prepared for that opposition, just like we talked about this morning. And it might be in your life tonight that opposition and that resistance and that abrasiveness that sometimes we face from the world has caused us to alter course from that which we know we should be on. Sometimes that pressure can get the best of you. Call it what you want, but that's what it is. And it causes us to rethink, well, am I really who I say I am? And is it really worth it to be a child of God? I think we know the answer to that question. If he were to gain the whole world, and to gain everything in this world, and to gain any title that the world sees as successful, and lose our soul, what do we profit? Jesus says, if you're ridiculed for my name, and you're put down for following me and serving me, that's okay. In fact, be happy about it, because that shows you proof that you're living for Christ if people are coming against you, if people don't agree with you, because the world does not agree with Jesus. But we know that we're not of the world. We know that we're to be separate. We know that we're to be shining lights. And if Jesus were to bring this point to us today, I believe he would say, no matter what your country is doing, no matter how many are maybe going the other way, friends, you stay the course, because heaven is worth it all. Tonight, if you've veered off course in some way in your life, if you've let what others say or how others live or how they come against you cause you to change your life, now's time to get back on course. It's time to get back where God wants you to be that faithful child of God that he needs you to be, that we need you to be, as your brothers and sisters in Christ. And tonight we hope you'll do that. It might be that you've never named the name of Christ. It might be that you've never been baptized. You've never became a Christian. Maybe you've been listening to the world too much, but you're tired of that, and you're ready for a new life. You're ready to be a child of God. You're ready to be a part of God's people who have a good reason to be joyous, to count our blessings, and to look for that heavenly place that we sung of tonight. We hope tonight that you'll be baptized for the remission of your sins. If we can help you in any way, won't you come as we stand